This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. We're going to look at Ezekiel 38 and 39 and obey Jesus when he said, "You look at those nations of Bible prophecy, and when they come into the prophetic places, when they shoot forth, then you know that the kingdom of the visible kingdom is at hand." So we're looking at Ezekiel 38 and 39. We're watching for 2 weeks now Iran in Bible prophecy. We're also watching Iran in the news. And our technical department, Randy Laughlin, reminded me that you can download any of our archived radio programs. Put them on your iPod. So here we are with Ezekiel 38. "And the word of Jehovah came unto me, saying," this was about 2,500 years ago, "Son of man, set your face against Gog." Gog is an evil spirit. He's one of those princes in the heavenlies. "The land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubalsk, and prophesy against him." Remember that Daniel said there was a prince of over Persia, and the angels had to fight with him. There was a prince of Grecia. The angels had to fight with him. And so here we see that there's one over Magog, and at this time, the prince of Meshech. Meshech is an ancient name of Russia, and Tobolsk. And so we see here Russia. "And say unto them, thus says the Lord God, I am against you, O Gog, the chief prince," that evil prince in the heavenlies, "over Meshech and Tobolsk." So we have gone through the double kingdom system. Maybe you can find it back on the archives, double kingdom system, and hear our talking about it. You can also get the book from us, Authority of the Believer by Macmillan, which talks much about this double kingdom system. So he's against that evil prince that's ruling down through the heads of Russia. If Putin's there at that time, it'll be Putin. Could be someone else. But the one in the heavenlies, God calls Gog. "I will turn you back. I will put hooks in your jaws. I will bring you forth, all your army, horses and horsemen." And you're going to have allies. Now here are the allies. Verse 5, Persia is listed as the number one ally. Persia is Iran. Elam, or Persia, in the Bible. So here we see Russia and Persia, or Russia and Elam, allied Iran against Israel. It never happened until about 1990. The Russians were very proud people, thought they were Mother Russia back during all those czars. They were the greatest people on earth. They would never think of allying with the dark-skinned people of the East. And so, but they're going to have an alliance, and it's going on today. And that's what Jesus said. He said, if you see that, then you know that the kingdom of God's at hand. So we see Russia in alliance with Iran. We know that the visible kingdom's not far away, and the generation who sees this won't pass away. Well, we see it until everything comes to pass. Ethiopia, Libya will be allies. Gomer. Gomer is Germania, and it's Eastern European nations. And the house of Togarma of the north part, some say that is Turkey, and some say it's not, but I think it is Turkey, and I think that they are coming. They've recently broken ties with Israel. Be prepared, verse 7, and prepare yourself and all your company who are assembled unto thee, and be a guard unto them. Russia will be the guard. They'll be the main guy in the alliance. Now, this is when it's going to happen. After many days, you shall be visited in the latter years, or, as the Hebrew always said, the end of days. You will come into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel. That is Israel. They have been out in the exile, but God has gathered them back. And you're even going to come down into Israel, into the mountains of Israel, which have always been waste. But it is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. You shall ascend and come like a storm. Like a cloud to cover the land. Ezekiel, of course, the prophet, he probably couldn't wrap words around airplanes and rockets and all these things. But clouds he can talk about. Storms he can talk about. Dark clouds. And he says, you and all your bands and many people with you. Lots of people allied against Israel. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into your mind. You'll think an evil thought. and you will say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. Back in the time of the prophet Ezekiel, they built walls. That was their protection. They didn't live outside those walls. But there'll come a time when Jerusalem and the other towns of Israel, they won't have any walls around them. They don't build towns over there now with walls around them. There's a wall in Jerusalem, but it's way inside, and it marks off the old city, more or less. And they are way built beyond that wall. So he says, you will go up to the land of unwalled villages. You're going to think this thought, and I will go to them that are at rest and dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey. So they're coming down into Israel to take a spoil, to turn your hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited. Remember, we talked about Mark Twain. He wrote about how desolate it was in his Innocents Abroad during the 400 years of the Turkish Empire. But these desolate places have now been inhabited. Oh, I've been there, folks, many, 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 many times. They are inhabited, and the desert blossoms like a rose. So you're going to come down there, the Lord says. Now, it's not that the Lord makes them come down there. He just knows they're going to come down there. They're going to rebel against him throughout all the years, and they're going to rebel against his plan for Israel. You're going to think to take a spoil, to take a prey, verse 12, to turn your hand upon the desolate places now inhabited and upon the people gathered out of the nations which have gotten cattle and goods and who dwell in the midst of the land. So they're coming to take a spoil. I was just thinking about this a couple nights ago. There wouldn't be anything. They wouldn't come down there to take a spoil if they had already destroyed Israel with nuclear. Iran, mark my words, is not going to wipe Israel off the map. They are not going to fire a nuclear weapon against Israel that will destroy it. It is written here that they're going to come down there, think that they can come down there. The cattle, for instance, and I believe there are other things, might be oil, might be other things, but cattle, you're not going to want to eat any beefsteaks off something or get any milk off something that's been had nuclear radiation put upon it. No, you're not going to. So you can just be sure he's not going to get the job done. Sheba and Dedan and the merchants of Tarshish with all the young lions thereof shall say unto thee, are you come to take a spoil? It'll be kind of like a television anchor person. What are you doing? Here you're camped all there in the Valley of Armageddon. I think it will be in the Jezreel Valley. That's the only place they could land in the mountains of Israel. That's the only place they could land planes. And it says, are you come to take a spoil? Have you gathered your company to take a prey? I can just see them over there with the little microphones. To carry away silver and gold, to take away cattle and goods, to take a great spoil? Thou, son of man, prophesy and say unto Gog, thus saith the Lord God, in that day when my people of Israel dwell safely, shall you not know it. You shall come from your place out of the north parts. Straight north from Jerusalem is Moscow. You and many people with you, all of them riding horses, a great company, a great army. You shall come up against my people of Israel as a cloud to cover the land. And it shall be in the latter days, and I will bring you against my land. Folks, just forget replacement theology. God calls Israel in the latter days his land. That the nations may know me when I shall be sanctified in the Ogog before their eyes. They're going to be able to see this. It'll be on television. It'll be on the satellite news. Thus saith the Lord God. Somebody's going to ask this question. Are you he of whom I have spoken in old time by my servants, the prophets of Israel, which prophesied in those days many years that I would bring you against them? Somebody is going to know the Bible. And they're going to come up there with a microphone. And God's going to put the words in their mouth. Aren't you the one that the prophet Ezekiel was talking about? Is this it? Verse 18, and it shall come to pass at the same time when Gog shall come against the land of Israel, saith the Lord God, my fury shall come up in my face. Oh, folks, you touch the apple of God's eye, you kick up his wrath. For in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath have I spoken. Surely in that day there shall be a great shaking in the land of Israel. The great Syro-African rift runs straight down the Middle East and down through Israel, so that the fishes of the sea, the fowls of the heavens, the beasts of the field, and all creeping things that creep upon the face of the earth and men that are upon the face of the earth shall shake at my presence. The mountains shall be thrown down. The steep places shall fall. Every wall shall fall to the ground. And I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains, saith the Lord. Every man's sword shall be against his brother. I will plead against him with pestilence, with blood. I will rain upon him and upon his bands and upon the many people that are with him an overflowing rain, great hailstones, fire, and brimstone. Thus will I magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am Jehovah. I think this is when he is revealed as Jehovah to the Islamic world. Now, strange things have been happening over there. If we would go on to chapter 39, we would see that he prophesies, and he tells, the Lord says, there's going to be a lot of dead people. And he said in verse 17, speak unto every fowled, feathered fowl, and to every beast of the field, assemble yourselves and come, and gather yourselves on every side to my sacrifice that I sacrifice for you, a great sacrifice upon the mountains of Israel. You shall eat the flesh of the mighty and drink of the blood of the princes of the earth. So over Israel, there flies, it is the flyway between Europe and Asia, down into Africa of the big, huge birds. And the big, huge birds, they ride those thermals. And some of those thermals, of course, the eagles and the raptors ride on. But right now, this is today's news, August 24th on Arut Sheva. A huge group consisting of over 7,000 storks were flying over Israel Tuesday afternoon. Part of some 20,000 storks that have passed over the country on their southward migration over the past several days. The storks passed over Beit Shan Tuesday afternoon and can be seen over the Judean Desert, the Dead Sea, the central Negev before leaving for Sinai. By the end of the fall, nature experts say over 600,000 storks will have passed through Israel's skies. Oh, I've been there when the storks and the eagles fly. It's great. They're already summoned to a great feast. Now, here's some things that have been happening strange near Bushehr, where this nuclear reactor is. Two mysterious incidents are reported by Debka File in the run-up to the fueling of Iran's first nuclear reactor Saturday, August 21st. Tuesday, August 17, an Iranian F-4 Phantom fighter jet was claimed by Tehran to have crashed 6 kilometers north of the Bushehr nuclear reactor in southern Iran. Now, Iran, Russia has supplied them with these fighter jets. So according to them, one of them just crashed. But Devka Files military resources report it was shot down by a Russian-made Tor M1 air missile defense battery guarding the reactor. So they shot down one of their own planes with their defense force. Iran shot down their own fighter jet with their defenses to protect the reactor. Another thing that happened, another thing that happened is some drones crashed into the nuclear reactor. They crashed into it, and they were their own drones that crashed into it. Doesn't that remind you of what Bible says? Every man's sword will be against his brother. Oftentimes in the Bible prophecies, in the Bible, not the prophecies, the accounts of the battles, they'd start firing on each other and get each other in a crossfire. God would arrange it. So we know that God's going to arrange this, but he needs his people praying. He needs you praying. You please go online at billybrim.org and find out how you can get here and meet with the prayers and be here at the Hilton when about 4,000 people will come to pray. We need you. We need your prayers. Call us at 1-800-972-3447 for details, or go online or write us at Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Go to church Sunday. Shalom.